Secrets is powered by Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
Secret today is, what's the real reason you don't have a relationship with them anymore? So this could be friends, family, an ex.
Yeah, could you imagine parents? Ooh.
Oh, I know. First one, though, he wanted to become a woman.
Okay.
So you don't have a relationship. I'm assuming maybe it was a partner. You know, you were with that person.
Yeah, because you did imagine in any other situation, you'd probably stay with them, yep. Be friends.
Yeah. He got ED at 35.
Extra dice.
Mm-hmm.
He got a handful of extra. He probably wishes he had extra dice.
Oh, that's too bad. But isn't there something you can do about that?
I think there is. And I'm not saying that from experience. I'm just saying I think there is.
Like, so this is a prescription. Call my doc.
I'm like, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows me. So,
all right. Because they were taking advantage of the church's kindness. So I stayed away. So when they're caught, I won't be associated with them.
Oh, good one. Whoa. Just separate yourself quick.
Yeah. So why don't you have a relationship with them anymore? We're no longer friends with my father's mother. She spreads rumors all over my family about awful and false things. I was only 17 and now I haven't talked to her in almost 20 years.
Wow.
I don't even know where she is.
Oh, that's just sad.
That really is. Too bad. Toxic people. Oh, she's too opinionated and thinks she's always right.
Oh. Okay,
go.
That's something.
I bought my husband a pool table. You know, I think people voice to text like I do, and then it's always questionable.
It is questionable. Like, just type it out.
I bought him a pool table. He swore up and down he would play it all the time because it reminds him of times with his grandfather, and he has not played it once. Oh, so you're done with him?
So you're done with him? Or are you done with the pool table?
Maybe done with the pool table.
Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, this person says, I don't know what happened. Best friends in college. Went to her wedding 6 months later. She was coming on to me and then never showed up. Again, voice to text. Haven't talked to her in 5.5 years. We're no longer friends, even on Facebook.
Oh, man, that would just be so hard to, like, I had a friend for the longest time. We were probably best friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, best friends. And then all of a sudden he started dating this girl who was super uber religious. Totally fine. Don't care. Right.
Right.
It was like a mini cult. And he went to two or three of the meetings with that group and was completely different.
So then
he went to like all these different retreats. He had to pay money in. He thought he had something not great downstairs and he thought they cured it by just waving their hand.
Like a thing,
something you get. And he thought it was so, and then he just stopped talking to us because we were bad for him.
Sorry. Jeez, that sucks. Got a couple more here. Do I have time?
Yes.
My former best friend accused me of being toxic to her health, even though I've been nothing but supportive to her entire life. She now acts like the victim. All of our friends are on my side because they really know what the truth is.
Oh,
oh my gosh. All right. Some other ones that are popping up. I'm not friends with them anymore because they've called me names for choices that I've made. My best friend and I got into a fight, and instead of resolving it, she gave her abusive ex-boyfriend my contact information and my address and told him I wanted to have unicorn with him.
Oh.
Well, now that's like a weird revenge thing.
Yeah, that's definitely not good.
Oh, somebody isn't friends with somebody because they butchered two of the cows.
Like, huh. I mean, were they on a farm?
I'm assuming.
Or I was going to say, did you not want them to get rid of them?
I guess not.
Wow.
Yeah, they maybe thought they were pet cows, not food cows.
I mean, that would be a weird day to be like, oh, good night, Bessie and Boppy. And then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning, you're like, boy, this is some good meat.
Oh, now this one's sad. She was my maid of honor, but I wasn't even a bridesmaid because I didn't fit her size requirement.
Oh.
We're now just acquaintances.
Oh. I mean, even at that point, you just want to move on. You're like, okay, I think we're done here.
Let me tell you. Geez. Well, hopefully that felt good to get all that off your chest.